Welcome to the Overman Warrior, where birthdays are celebrated with academic archaeology texts and the occasional federal statute.
Rich Hoffman marks his birthday by diving into one of the most contested intersections of science and law in American prehistory, a Florida bog cemetery that may have slipped through a political window just before it closed for good.
And that window has a name, a date, and apparently a backhoe operator who started all of this.
Let's start with Wendover, what was found there, and why the law that followed may have been designed to make sure nothing like it ever surfaces again.
A bog pond near Titusville, Florida, a housing development, and a backhoe. That is how an 8,000-year-old cemetery came back into the world. The question the Post is really asking is what that discovery reveals, and why the political timing of what came after looks less like coincidence and more like damage control.
The excavation ran from 1984 through roughly 1987, and the Post draws directly from the Doran volume to frame what made the site extraordinary. Not just bones in a pond, it is evidence of a sophisticated society that predates the standard Beringia migration story by thousands of years in meaningful ways. And it exposes how politics, not science, has been driving the suppression of our deep past.
That is the core claim. A peat bog preserved brain tissue, skin, stomach contents, and woven textiles in 91 skulls and 168 individuals. And the technology those textiles required does not fit the hunter-gatherer label academia assigned to the archaic period.
The bioarchaeological record is striking. Adult males averaged around 5 feet 9 inches, with some individuals taller, and the DNA extracted from preserved brain tissue showed haplogroups, A, C, D, and the rarer X, that do not align closely with any living Native American tribes. The Post argues that misalignment is precisely what NAGPRA was not built to accommodate.
NAGPRA passed November 16, 1990. Right after the Wendover digs wrapped and right alongside the cultural moment of Dances with Wolves. The Post is blunt about the sequencing.
The argument is that the law assumed a direct, unbroken chain between ancient remains and contemporary tribes, and Wendover's DNA simply does not support that assumption for remains this old. The Post puts it plainly, who exactly do you hand them back to?
Which is a real question when the remains predate the pyramids and the tribal samples used to justify repatriation claims by thousands of years. The practical consequence, the Post argues, is that developers started burying finds quietly. Grant money dried up, and the remaining half of the Wendover Pond has sat untouched under a subdivision plaque ever since.
Glenn Doran, who passed in 2021, and his team documented the peat chemistry, pollen, paleoethnobotany, and DNA precisely because they sensed the profession was about to be constrained. The Post also draws comparisons to Cahokia Mounds near St. Louis and Kesem Cave in Israel as parallel cases where institutional science has been slow to pursue evidence that complicates standard timelines.
The through line is that Wendover is not a local curiosity. It is a pressure test for how archaeology handles findings that inconvenience a legal and political framework built on a shallower history than the ground actually contains.
The Post calls for reform or repeal of NAGPRA, not to dismiss anyone's heritage, but to prioritize, in its words, the human need to know over artificial constraints. And to fund wet site digs and offshore mound exploration that currently go untouched.
Bodies facing north, heads turned west toward the sunset, ritual orientation in a cemetery older than Mesopotamian civilization. The cosmology question does not stay buried.
The deeper argument here is about who controls the timeline and what gets lost when the answer is whoever passed the last law.
8,000-year-old brains in a Florida bog. It is a strange place to find a political fault line, and yet here we are.
More from the Overman Warrior next time.